Hey, hockey fans, welcome to another episode of Full Press Panthers. I'm your host, Arthur Hurst, and today we're going to recap the All-Star Weekend, the Florida Panthers season, and what this season is looking like coming out of the All-Star break. Two guys on the Panther squad who earned their All-Star nods this season. Sam Reinhart and Sergei Bobrovsky. Bobrovsky, third-time All-Star in his 14-year career. Sam Reinhart, first-time All-Star in his 10-year career. Reinhart, he didn't have that much of an impact in this weekend, but again, it was his first time. On the other hand, Bobrovsky, been there, done that. He made sure that he stood out from everyone this weekend. Both of these guys played for Team McDavid, who was captained by Edmonton Oilers star Connor McDavid. Bobrovsky stopped 18 of 23 shots he faced in the semifinal to help his team get to the final. Oh, and he was also perfect in the shootout. So, I mean, again, you just know what you get when you have Bobrovsky back there in the net. But McDavid lost to Team Matthews, captained by Toronto Maple Leaf star Austin Matthews. 7-4, Reinhart, he had three shots on goal in that game. Now, Reinhart and Bobrovsky were selected by McDavid in back-to-back selections. Reinhart was taken with the final pick of the fifth round, and Bobrovsky was taken with the first pick of the sixth round. Now, if you've been watching Panthers hockey this season, you know that Reinhart has had a phenomenal season. 37 career goals, second in the NHL to Matthews' 40. His 20 power play goals lead the NHL, and they're a Panthers franchise record. In addition, his 9 game-winning goals are tied for the NHL lead with Vancouver's Elias Pettersson. Bobrovsky is, again, another guy that's having a phenomenal season. 23-10-2. His 23 wins are tied with Connor Hellebuyck for the third most in the NHL, behind the Colorado Avalanche's Alexander Georgiev, who has 27, and Vancouver's Thatcher Demko, who has 26. His 2.51 goals against average is 6th in the NHL among 28 goaltenders who have played at least 25 games. For the second year in a row and 8th time overall, the Panthers have had multiple representatives at an All-Star game. Last year, when the All-Star game was held in Sunrise, Panthers stars Matthew Tkachuk and Alexander Barkov led the Atlantic Division team to victory on the home ice, with Tkachuk winning MVP honors. Now, in the semifinal game with Team McDavid and Team McKinnon, Bobrovsky, who was in net for the second of two 10-minute periods, this game, it could have gone better, but he did come out the hero in the end. Each of the first six shots he faced, he stopped, but then he gave up two goals in a span of 54 seconds. He was relieved of duty so that his team could get an extra skater. They ended up scoring twice in the final 32 seconds to tie the game and force a shootout. And in the shootout, this is where Bobrovsky, you know, he rises for these occasions. He stopped both attempts from Sidney Crosby and McKinnon, while his team went on to defeat McDavid and go to the final. Reinhart, he had one shot on goal. He won the lone faceoff that he took and was on the ice for 6 minutes and 45 seconds. McDavid beat Team McKinnon 4-3 shootout. Now, in the final game, Bobrovsky, his opposition was going at it early, but he made big saves to keep the game tied at 3-3 at the end of the first period. One of those saves was against Mitch Marner, who probably had a little bit of PTSD from last year in the playoffs, where Bobrovsky was just owning him. And you could tell that he remembered that because he playfully threw his glove toward Bobrovsky. In this game, Bobrovsky stopped 10 of 13 shots on goal before he was relieved of duty. Reinhart had two shots on goal in this game. Now, the Florida Panthers on the season, very successful. Playing very, very good hockey, and as a team and individually as well. Again, we talked about Sam Reinhart. In addition to all those stats that we said of him earlier, right now he is ninth in the NHL with 60. He is tied for ninth in the NHL with 62 points. And All-Star breaks, they can be good or they can be bad. And sometimes when you're a team like the Panthers, who went into the All-Star break with four games with a 4-game winning streak. Sometimes that break can cool you down. But this team, they're very, very confident in their style of play, in their head coaching staff, and in their roster, that they'll be able to fight through it, that they'll be ready, and that, you know, it won't faze them. Yes, it's a break. It's a mental break. It's a break to relax your body, let it kick your feet up a little bit, but not kick your feet up too much. Again, you don't want to come back from the break lackadaisical, slow, look like you missed a step. There's nothing wrong with having to, you know, get that wind back, but you don't want to, you know, get blown out of the building or things of that nature and, you know, have a slip up. So in addition to all those things, again, the team feels very, very good and confident where it's going after this All-Star break. Right now on the season, the Panthers are 31-14-4 in second place of the Atlantic Division, trailing the Boston Bruins, who are up by 5 points. They're right now, the Panthers, on a 14-point lead over the first team currently outside of the playoff picture in the Eastern Conference. Again, this team has played very, very good hockey defensively and offensively. Right now, they rank third in the NHL on defense, allowing 2.57 goals, and 13th on offense, scoring 3.2 goals per game. Two signatures that have been clicking for this team a lot: power play and the penalty kill. And again, that's just part of the reason why these guys believe so heavy that coming out of this All-Star break, they'll be just fine. 33 games left on the season, 18 games left at home, and 15 on the road. Right now at home, they're 14-7-2 on the season. But what I love more than that home record is their road record, 17-7-2 on the road. Now, if you know, you know, if you've listened to this podcast and you've heard me talk about it time to time, how for me, I it's not that I don't care about home games, but I don't hold them at the same standard that I do road games, right? Because for me, and how I look at it, especially with teams like the Florida Panthers this year, you are a championship built team. You were in the Stanley Cup final last year. Yes, you lost, but still, you made it there last year. You are trying to get back there. Part of being able to be successful in getting back to that stage is playing very well on the road. Why? Because it's not the crib. You're not playing in front of family and friends and fans who love you and cheer you on and things. No, on the road, you're playing in front of fans that absolutely hate you. That probably respect, you know, you as a hockey player. But hey, man, you don't wear our jersey. You don't play for our city. You don't play for my team. You don't represent me. I don't care anything about you. Good hockey. Shoot, some of these fans probably don't even respect you. They'll probably say you're terrible, even though you're not. But when you're able to rise above that adversity, rise above that challenge, dim the noise of the crowd on the road, oh, you're showing teams that, oh, these guys are dangerous, right? You're showing opposing fans, oh, these guys are dangerous. We have to be the best distracting fan base we can possibly be to make sure these guys don't come out on top. And so again, 17-7-2 road record. Hey, I love that. I love the 14-7-2 home record, no doubt. But again, playoff championship caliber team. I'm thinking, what are you guys going to do on the road? Don't sell at home. But on the road, nah, man, I need to see you get it done. That's where the respect and that's where the real playoff and championship born team, that's where they're made. Not at home, they're made on the road. Because at home, you can play comfortable. You can play however you want. On the road, oh no, the P's, the Q's, everything has to be set. Guys need to play their role, not try to act out and do something different. The superstars need to be superstars. However you play at home has to travel on the road. That's how I look at it. Updates on Cousins and Lockwood. Will Lockwood and Nick Cousins participated in Sunday's practice? Cousins, who has been sidelined since January 2nd while in concussion protocol. He skated on the third line alongside Iatulu was starting to Anton Lundell. Now, also remember that Lockwood, he's been in concussion protocol since January 19th. He skated in the yellow no-contact jersey. Coach Paul Maurice said that Cousins could potentially return to action in the near future if he continues to progress. Reinhardt and Bobrovsky were absent for practice after participating in the All-Star game this past weekend, but they are both expected to return to the ice on Monday. And the next game that the Florida Panthers have is against the Philadelphia Flyers. That's on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern at the Crib, Amaranth Bank Arena in Sunrise, Florida. Very winnable game. Philadelphia Flyers, they're a pretty good team. But, hey, the Florida Panthers, they're a pretty good team, too, with two All-Stars and an amazing coaching staff and an amazing roster. And, again, they're at the Crib coming off a great All-Star break, four-game winning streak. Let's get it to five. And we'll be back with the next episode to hopefully recap a win. This is the Full Press Panthers. I'm Arthur Hurst, and I'm signing off.